Gentlemen, we went over the rules in the dressing room. I want to caution you to keep this fight clean at all times, and what I say, you must obey.
Live from the WKOM studio in downtown Columbia, it's time to wake up and get woke. It's Three Dudes with a View.
Let's get it on!
All right, welcome in, Three Dudes with a View. My name's Del Kennedy. I'm dude number three. It's a cloudy, sort of gloomy, dank, damp Tuesday, but things are supposed to get better as the day goes on. 80 degrees this afternoon, so summer's here, really. Clayton Harris, dude number two, good morning.
Good morning, Del. Good morning, everybody.
Dude number one, Mr. Jim York.
What's going on, Del? Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Mr. York. All right, regular special guest dude on Tuesdays. Favorite son, native son of Columbia, 77 graduate Columbia Central High, Ron Hart. How you doing?
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. And chair of the Maury County Republican Party, member of the Maury County Commission, Jerry Breidenbach. Good morning.
It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood, everybody.
Wonderful day in the neighborhood. All right. Well, the
hey, Del, let me make this statement.
Okay.
I went to a restaurant here in the Columbia, Maury County area, and I talked to the waitress, and as I was sitting there, made my order, a little cart pulls up, flips around, and it's got my entree to my meal. I say, wow, technology in Columbia, in the Maury County area. And then the cart rolls away. And then I see the cart go down the aisle and go to another table. And then the cart goes back away. I say, wow, we're in the 21st century technology.
Like a robot?
Yes. Just like in Japan.
Did you tip it?
A waiter. No, didn't tip it. Didn't have to. Didn't ask me for a tip either.
You know, that's what happens when you raise minimum wages, Mr. York. Digital economics lessons. Money goes to AI and other people get replaced. You price yourself out of the market, right? Does that make sense to you?
No, that doesn't make sense because minimum wage is dead.
It doesn't make sense to you that if you own a restaurant and your wages go from 12, let's say you're forced by the government to pay them 20, you wouldn't look at other alternatives to serve your customers?
They still had waitresses.
But less, you don't understand math. Less waitresses.
Yeah, but you want people to work for nothing. That's
okay, you can say that. I want everybody to work, but the market prices labor like it prices oil and gas, like it prices the coal, like it prices everything.
And that's what the unions do. And that's what unions do. They get a market price.
Yeah, they get an extorted price.
They get a market price, and they come together, and the company has to pay or it loses production.
Point to a union town up north that has thrived, that had a union for years. They don't exist. They're ghost towns.
Look at the Northeast. The Northeast is full of unions. Teamsters, all the Longshore, Baltimore, all those cities have a number of unions in them.
Those are cities that are falling apart.
Well, they hadn't fallen apart yet. They still produce more than Tennessee in one half year than all the time combined.
Who?
Those Northeast cities. They pay the bulk of the taxes to help the American people and the government.
There we go.
Nah, people are leaving it like crazy. You got the moochers up there that want
to
be there.
They got a few people leave, but that's your right to move and go where you want to in this country.
Look at the trends, though. All the high-tax unionized states, people are leaving. They're going to low-tax, non-tax, non-unionized states. That's where the trend is.
And they're coming to the South. They're coming to the South because the weather's better, but the unions are coming, too.
Weather's better. I thought global warming is happening. Why don't you want to go South if your precious global warming's happening?
Mr. York, you found CNN as a reputable news source, correct?
No, I don't watch CNN that much.
Oh, you don't? Well, what do you watch?
I don't even watch MSNBC NPR. That much.
NPR.
NPR, and I read magazines, you know. I'm not hooked on any one station.
NPR, where 86 out of 86 employees are Democrats.
Oh, there was
no,
a news?
No, I mean, but they, at least they're telling some resemblance of the truth, Del. They're not like Fox. Truth. Fox never gives any truth.
Well,
that's a lie. There name was... a lie that Fox told Mr. York. Name a lie.
I can't think of one right now, but yeah, every time they, yeah, every time one of those broadcasts come up, they're lying.
You make these accusations with no facts.
That's like the old question, how can you tell when Hillary Clinton's lying? Because her lips are moving.
Well, yep, that's about it.
That's a broad statement that with no basis in fact.
A new
I listen at Fox.
Not only do they lie, they back politicians who lie. They never called Biden out on anything. They never called Obama out on anything. They never called Democrats out on anything. So let's let it go. They incubated the Russian hoax. They incubated the coronavirus was in a bat cave in Wuhan. I mean, everybody knew that. I mean, not everybody. I wrote about it, but and all these improbable things they tell you that the yellow cake in Iraq that caused us to go to these wars, they tell us the wrong thing. They back the wrong people. They're not doing their job. So now do they not tell?
Okay, I just remembered a lie that Fox told. I watched them last week, and they were saying, "Okay, no, I didn't Google. I'm just recalling from my good old memory that." Yeah. That the judges in the immunity case for Trump were on the side of Trump.
The
Supreme Court case. Yeah, they're on the side of Trump. And I listened to it, and I couldn't tell. Yeah, I know they threw a few caveats out there, but they weren't on the side of Trump.
I'm sure that was opinion, that they were listening to the questions being asked.
Oh, now it's an opinion, huh? That's news, huh?
Yeah, same thing to say.
How could that be anything but an opinion?
The questions that the Supreme Court asks, you can tell what direction they're going. That's what's called journalism.
This weekend, CNN had a new poll come out. Trump is up 6 points head-to-head with Joe Biden. With a third-party candidate, he's up 9. 55% of voters view Trump as a successful presidency during his 4 years. 61% of voters view Biden's administration as a failure, and more voters view Trump's president. From 2021 to now, he's got a bump of 7 points among independents and a bump of about 6 points among Republicans. So
I love those polls because they're so correct. Clayton, those polls are always correct.
It's CNN, so yeah.
I mean, I don't care who put them out. Yeah. They're always correct at this time of the year,
They're just a weather forecast.
They're an indicator of direction. They're useful. Going. Trump.
Like a weather forecast.
Yeah, here's the thing, though, Mr. York. Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think polls are they're somewhat of an indicator, but they're not always accurate. But considering the man's been indicted how many times and is currently in a criminal trial right now, he still has that big of a lead over an incumbent president. That's pretty unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you poll all Republicans, that's what you get.
No, this is among registered voters.
You don't know that.
This is a poll conducted by CNN.
CNN can go in a Republican den and do a poll and come out with the exact same results.
Miss York, you're as bad a liar as Fox News. That's just your opinion. You don't have any idea. Now
I got an idea how those polls are taken because as long as I've been around, I've never got a call about a poll. I'm saying, gee whiz,
I don't know how they do it because nobody has a landline anymore, but. Polls are like a weather forecast, people. They're about as accurate as weather forecasts, but we do still listen to weather forecasts because they're useful. And polls are useful, but take them like a weather forecast.
That can change. I mean, Trump, this paperwork trial that got him in New York, they always call it a hush money trial. Well, it's not a hush money trial, and they're just trying to embarrass him on a public stage. I mean, the man's unembarrassable. And that's what a lot of people
You're right. He's unembarrassable. You can't do anything but embarrass
him. It's right there in the brochure. He's a playboy. He's all there in the 80s and 90s in New York. He's on Howard Stern's
show. And that's the symbol you want for America, huh? That kind of symbol. Well, that's how you train your kids to be as obnoxious and unlawless as he is.
Rather be a demented lifelong politician who's corrupt like Biden? Yeah, I'd much rather have a change. Someone come in and make change Washington, D.C. His tenure was good as president. His judgment's good as president. Even simple things he looks at. There's an old movie called Dave. It's about an accountant who goes to D.C. and is seeing how crazy it is. And just
that's a great movie, by the way, Ron.
Well, why hasn't Biden been indicted if he's so crooked? You know, why haven't all the other presidents been indicted if they were so crooked and they were Democrats?
The Republicans aren't mean, Mr. York. They don't take
aren't
a
mean.
They don't go to Park City,
that's
Utah.
Laughable.
They don't go to Park City,
when you got
Utah,
Kristi Noem killing a dog.
Oh, no. Oh, there we go.
Killing a dog and bragging about it.
Oh, me.
Killed
a dog.
You're not mean.
You've never seen anybody kill a dog in the country, Mr. York?
No, I haven't seen anybody kill a dog.
Okay. How do you think you get your meat, your beef? You think they euthanize those things? You know, put them. How do you think your cows and beef are put down?
Well, I know how cows. You probably shoot cows or whatever.
Yeah,
you
got them. So yes.
But that's not a lovable pet that everybody will kill for. Most people would kill for their pet dog.
It was not a lovable pet.
Kristi Noem just shot him dead.
Yeah, she makes tough decisions. They need to put her in charge of the prison system.
Tough decisions. Just be mean.
Put her in charge of death row.
She lives in the Wild West.
My dad shot a dog one time in Columbia, Tennessee. We grew up on a dirt road, a church road, actually. Out in the country, my dad, and we had the money to take the dog to a veterinarian. I took my dog to the veterinarian about 3 or 4 years ago. It was $550 to put that dog down. It was a slow process. They did all this stuff. A lot of people have that sort of money to do that, especially in the country.
You need therapy from the ASPC.
I'm not condoning it. I think it's a political miscalculation for her to put in the book. But I'm just saying, I'm not saying it's okay, but I understand it, right?
Yeah, but you need therapy from the ASPC.
Oh, great. I'm going to let these liberal knuckleheads tell me what to do. What's her name? What's that song? Who's that lady who sings those songs? Isn't that stupid?
Sarah McLachlan.
Your poor dog is in danger living with you, the one you keep showing on the video. That poor dog is in danger. What kind of life does that dog live?
It keeps him on his toes, Mr. York. And you notice, too, right when they heard South Dakota Palestinian protests, when they heard that, they picked up their tents and went home.
Dogs can understand human, but you can't understand dogs.
I heard that story, but I hadn't looked it up. And so I just pulled it up real quick. And she shot. Now, whether she should have shot it or taken it to the vet and put it down is that's her own personal decision. But the dog had killed another family's chickens, which is a food source, and it had bit the governor. So it was a dangerous animal that, should be put down. And so whether she shot it or whether she had it euthanized, it doesn't matter. It was a danger to other humans and other animals. I don't find fault with that.
Well, $550 versus a 50-cent bullet,
or a lawsuit for biting somebody else.
It's almost more humane to shoot the damn thing, because you put my dog, when I put my dog in my car and took him to the veterinarian, he knew something was up. It was an ugly 3 hours worth of, they give him that propofol to kind of relax
him. They thought you were going to euthanize him?
they thought I was taking him down to a Democrat polling center.
Yeah, I was about to say, was the governor a Democrat or a Republican who got bit?
It doesn't say, it says it just bit the governor. And it doesn't say whether it was Governor Noem who got bit. I mean, if she got bit herself, then the dog doesn't respect its owner.
Well, it's unlike Biden. Shepard has bitten several Secret Service agents, and he hadn't put that
exactly.
Down.
And any other dog would have been put down after that.
Well, he's been able to control him. He's been able to put him somewhere where he's not milling around with people. He didn't just take him outside and shoot.
He bit over 20 Secret Service agents, Mr. York. How long do you let that go?
They didn't put him down.
But they should.
He's a Democrat, dog. They're not going to charge him with D.C.
You see Biden trying. Biden trying to shoot a pistol, everybody within 360 degrees better
it's gonna
get on the
duck.
Ground.
Yeah.
Biden doesn't have deck. To. He's got a Secret Service.
Hit the deck.
To do it if that was necessary.
Yeah, I don't think that's in the
job. Like Kristi Noem, she's hot.
All right, let's go.
Well, now it's about sex, son.
Well, she's cute. She's cute. I have to say that.
That's you Republicans. That's what y'all like.
Y'all like ugly and dumb.
Visit your local Buick and GMC dealership first for new or pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. Parks Motor Sales. At Parks, professional sales staff makes shopping easy. Buick and GMC financing can put you in the vehicle you want, and certified technicians keep vehicles running great. Experience the new Buick at Parks Motor Sales. Go online to parksmotorsales.com. Find your favorite vehicle. Then stop by Parks at 919 Nashville Highway for a test drive. Parks GMC. We are professional. Professional grade.
Hello, I'm Barbara Lincoln with Holland's Pharmacy. You may have heard our previous commercials about compression hosiery that we carry at Holland's Pharmacy. Well, we've recently expanded into a full line of knee braces, back, wrist, ankle, and other support wear. We will gladly help you get just the right fit for these items and, of course, special order items to ensure the proper fit. Come see us at Holland's Pharmacy, 1608 Hatcher Lane, or call us at 931-388-4233. 388-4233.
Hi, I'm Steve, the garbage man. Over 10 years ago, the Garbage Man Incorporated teamed up with former County Commissioner Mr. Glenn Hassey and Keep Murray County Beautiful to provide garbage service for the 8 boat ramps. The county brought in signs and posts, and we provided the carts and weekly service. The Garbage Man Incorporated is proud to be a part of furnishing a much-needed service to the boaters of Murray County. We live in Murray County, too, and are proud to be good corporate citizens. We encourage you to use and enjoy this convenience and keep the Duck River beautiful.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the drywall that somehow isn't. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Call Davis Heating and Cooling at 931-388-2090 for all your home comfort needs. Davis Heating and Cooling is your local American Standard dealer and proudly serves the Murray County area. Find Davis Heating and Cooling online and on Facebook or call today, 388-2090.
This is Dr. Dominic Mancini from the Dr. Gill Center. Have you been injured in a car accident? Are you still in pain? Untreated whiplash injuries to the spine may lead to future conditions such as neck pain, low back pain, and headaches. The doctors at the Dr. Gill Center specialize in detecting and treating these conditions before they get worse. Our accident consultations are free. Call me, painfree.com, or call 615-551-9224.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high-quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench. Still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
Hello, my name is Connor Mims. My wife Bradley and I live in Columbia, Tennessee in Riverside. I am a deck and porch builder and my wife is a second grade teacher at Riverside Elementary. My specialty is designing and building elegant and comfortable porches and decks. Let me work with you to design and build the porch or deck of your dreams. Give us a call today from our website, MimsModernLandscape.com. That's MimsModernLandscape.com, and check out what we have to offer. Thanks.
The generations that have paved the way for us deserve respect, integrity, and compassion. This is Kelly Dobson, owner of Caring Hearts Home Healthcare. My grandmother and mother started this business in 2005, and I was honored to take over in 2012. Licensed and insured, we help our aging community stay in the comfort of their own homes. Online at CaringHeartsHomeHealthcareLLC.com, by phone 931-381-5470, or in person at 1121 Trotwood Avenue here in Columbia. That's Caring Hearts Home Healthcare.
Hey, this is Seth Moss at Tennessee Valley Equipment, a premier FAE PrimeTech, Bandit, and Shurex dealer. We are your dealer for all of your land clearing and forestry mulching needs. We sell equipment, provide repair service, and parts along with a rental fleet of mulching equipment. We also offer mulching teeth, blades, and sharpening. Our number one priority is getting you up and running as quickly and affordable as possible. Tennessee Valley is located at 300 Santa Fe Pike in wonderful Columbia, Tennessee. Stop by or give us a call today at 931-981-9812.
This is Sue Fox. Are you looking for a swimming pool for all seasons? Whether you want to lose weight or just give yourself much-needed therapy, water therapy is the perfect non-stress exercise for the body. Come to Fox & Company Salon and Day Spa and indulge in our heated lap pool, jacuzzi, and dry sauna. Just bring a swimsuit, towel, indoor footwear, and a friend. Call Fox & Company Salon and Day Spa today at 381-1773 or stop by 1211 Hatcher Lane for a tour. Oh, wait. Ask about our new chair yoga sessions.
Farmer Johnny here, Taylor Family Farm. I want to give you all a little look-see. We raise 100% non-GMO grass-fed beef, pasture chicken, and pork on our family farm. Everything that we grow is raised with love and care to ensure the highest quality and nutrition for our family and customers. You can shop online at TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com or visit our farm store in person at Etheridge, Tennessee at 301 Dave Reisner Road. That's TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com for more information.
Three Dudes with a View. My name is Del Kennedy. I'm dude number three. Dude number two, Clayton Harris. What's happening?
Not a whole lot, Del. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Dude number one, Mr. Jim York.
Good morning, Del. Good morning, everybody.
Regular special guest dude on Tuesday, native son, favorite son of Columbia, Ron Hart. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
And Jerry Bridenbaugh, chair of the Murray County Republican Party and member of the Murray County Commission. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Murray County. All points around.
There we go. Murray County, this signal goes out to all of southern Middle Tennessee, not just Murray County. All right, this is a mass email that Andy Ogle sent out yesterday, but I couldn't agree with it more, and I could not concur with Andy's position on this matter any more strongly. As Joe Biden continues to ignore the invasion of our southern border, skyrocketing inflation, and declining American institutions, I have been holding the line with House conservatives to prevent wasteful spending and increase government transparency. House leadership has prioritized Ukraine's border security over our own. In an appalling American last measure, the D.C. swamp teamed up to shovel $60 billion of your hard-earned dollars to fund an endless war in Ukraine. Did this measure include any funds to secure America's border, southern border? No. Couldn't agree with Andy more, and I think he represents and speaks there for the will of his district. And Ron, I spoke to you about this over the weekend. I had a listener who listens to us every day, as far as I know. He's been a friend all my life. I respect him deeply. But he was he was concerned about the parody we did of President Zelensky, where he was, the bit he was saying, I love my cocaine. Now that I got American money, I can get more cocaine, blah, blah, blah. And he said he had searched the internet or wherever he searched and could find no evidence that Zelensky was a cocaine user. And, I wrote him back. It really doesn't matter to me whether Zelensky uses cocaine or not. What's been widely reported is, and I gathered, although he didn't explicitly say it, I gathered that he was for assistance by the United States to Ukraine, that he was concerned about Russia, and I wrote him back. It's been widely, I don't know about the cocaine, it's been widely reported that Zelensky is corrupt, that the entire Ukrainian government is corrupt, that our dollars are being spent on yachts and whatnot. And they even had a member.
That's just a Republican talking point.
Had a member of Republicans.
There've been pretty substantial rumors that his parents bought a house in Israel, like a $4 or $5 million house in Israel around this time. They were kind of middle class, lower middle class, and bought a big house in Israel. I get it for maybe safety. They had to put his parents there. But Ukraine has long been a very corrupt part of the world. Cocaine, I don't know. I didn't hear that either when you played it. I didn't, you know, I heard the cocaine. I know he was an actor. It was, an actor there, comedic actors. I know comedians and actors, there's a heavy amount of cocaine used there, but it may just been, somebody's, pontification of that. But, I don't know where that came from.
This is a station that people listen to, and we shouldn't, I didn't hear the recording, but,
Well, it was just a parody. It was a comic bit.
Make sure people understand it's a comedy thing, just like you, Ron. You tell jokes and stuff, but it's a joke.
I understood it as comedy. I don't know. And there has to be a tether to some truth, right? There has to be, I think it was Del saying his friend pushed back because there was no reported. Of course, the news is not going to report anything right now negative on Ukraine. They want the fun Ukraine, right? So they'll bury a story.
What is strange, though, here's a person who was born in Ukraine and is a Republican from Indiana and voted against helping her own country, following the conservative talking line and playbook.
That seems kind of weird. Maybe she's seen the whole thing is, Clayton and I point out, is based off a false premise, even said by Republicans. If we don't stop Russia now, they're going to roll through Poland like Hitler. No, they're not. He's scared to death of NATO. He's not going to touch a NATO country.
That's a false premise.
It takes us right back to Vietnam, where if Vietnam fell, all of Southeast Asia would fall to communism. It takes us right back to weapons of mass destruction that that didn't exist.
Yellowcake.
I mean, it's
that, all this. You make a buggy boo. You make a villain, and you get the defense industry to make weapons to go after that villain. You make a fake war. I sent a column recently that you used to, make weapons and manufacture weapons for war. Now we manufacture wars to make weapons.
Should we be in a conflict if Taiwan gets into it with China?
No.
Will we be in there? We need to start making our own chips. I don't know why.
Where do we get our chips from then if we don't support that?
Well, we need to do that and precious metals and what do you call them?
We need to hurry up and build them plants, right, and get start producing chips, right?
Rare earth metals. Your friend Hillary Clinton gave away 20% of uranium supply to Putin.
Hillary Clinton.
Uranium One deal. You like that deal?
She's not even in the picture.
Oh, that was a while back. Don't matter.
And Mike Johnson. Right. And again,
what is it that makes a Republican?
What if Ukraine fell tomorrow to Russia, lock, stock, and barrel? What bad would happen to the United States?
And why didn't it impact this economy?
It would impact the world economy.
Mr. Yor, why didn't your precious Obama go after him in 2014 when he took the Donbass region and Crimea? Why didn't he start a war then?
Well, he just sent Biden over there to try to, because Ukraine was corrupt at that particular time.
Oh, they got better.
But he did send Biden over there to try to clean up some of the stuff.
In five scant years,
they were corrupt. Well, not anymore, right?
According to NATO, they are candidates to join NATO now.
Well, that would be foolish.
Well, they passed it. They failed the opportunity to do it.
Switzerland joined.
Clayton, you're over here shaking your head. What's going on?
No, I was just saying, I agree. If they allow Ukraine to join NATO, World War III will begin. It's just...
Well, and Speaker Johnson, he announces no funding for the Ukraine war until the southern border is secure. And then he gets into the intel briefing with the CIA, the FBI, and whoever, Defense Intelligence Agency and whatnot, and comes out just scared to death and announces that he's now convinced that, Russia is not going to stop at Ukraine. They're going to go on to Poland and all this stuff. Well, the people who briefed him are the same ones that told George Bush that there was yellowcake, weapons of mass destruction in Iraq.
So what y'all going to do about it, Del? You going to get rid of Johnson now?
It's the same one.
What we need to do is get rid of the CIA.
Hunter Biden laptop. Same one that tells the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation.
The CIA has no credibility anymore at all.
You earn your living in retirement off the justice system, these United States, and now you spend all your time bad-mouthing them.
Well, they need it. They've lost credibility.
The Republican probably saw it over there, too. You know, they probably saw how corrupt it is. Delk saw what it was like, the Justice Department. He saw what
Delk loved the Justice Department when he was in there. You couldn't find him saying nothing bad until he left.
I'll let you ask Mike Roden about how much I love the Justice Department when he comes back on Monday.
You didn't do anything to get fired, that's for sure.
Well, for sure. It was a good job. It paid well, but
you had allegiance to it at that time. Now all of a sudden you changed.
Well, he was making judgments about who he put in jail and who not put in jail. He had integrity there, but not at the top. And they don't have integrity.
Well, you know,
all these people in D.C. What's his name, Comey, and all these.
We never had a president that didn't want to get out of office.
Merrick Garland's the most political. Head of the DOJ, Attorney General I've ever seen.
We never had a president that didn't want to get out of office.
Yeah.
Before it's a lot of didn't things of first in this country.
Well, you know? I got a problem with that last statement, because to question Delk's loyalty or fidelity to the Justice Department is just flat wrong. You can have loyalty to your employer when you are working there, and their mission and yours could be very well the same, but things may change either during your tenure there or after you leave. And I'll give you a specific case in point. My father and brother both worked for, and I think I can say this name, they both worked for Meade Paper Company back in my hometown in Ohio. And after Dad retired and then my brother got close to retirement, that company changed hands 3 times. And all of a sudden, the business structure and the way they treated employees and everything else completely changed. And my dad, who was a faithful Meade employee for 42 years, his opinion of the company changed based on what the characteristics of the company had become. So unlike... and I'll take a shot. Unlike the Democrat way of thinking, which is Democrat now, Democrat forever, regardless of what the party does, and the party has changed over the last 50 years, without a doubt, right? You can be critical of organizations you've been a part of in the past if they change direction. So I think that's an unfair characterization of...
Yeah, but I worked Bell South for 27 years, and Bell South didn't do everything right. But you don't see me outlandishly blasting Bell South for being wrong and not treating employees or being corrupt and all that stuff. I'm just saying I don't do that because I don't think it's worthy to say... I've worked all my life for a company and then leave the company, retire, get a pension, get all the benefits, and then say, oh, they're corrupt.
Well, Ms. York, there's a difference. First of all, AT&T is a private company, and the Department of Justice is a political creature, and I vote. And
did you have a political job?
No, I did not.
Okay, you were a civil servant.
It's called selective service or something like that. Accepted service, I believe is what it's called. Ms. York, you know, first of all, working for the Department of Justice is for a lawyer, it's sort of an opportunity to go. It is an opportunity to go to the big leagues.
It's a major league.
Yes, yeah, major leagues. Is. And I did enjoy that and that opportunity. Now, the kind of things that I'm criticizing about the FBI, the CIA, the Department of Justice these days. I mean, Nashville's a relative backwater for the Department of Justice. You know, they don't, the eye of Sauron doesn't turn on Nashville very much. You know, Washington doesn't pay a lot of attention to Nashville. And so we're sort of in a backwater where, but we did deal with the people at Maine Justice and a lot of things are becoming a lot more clear to me now that what's gone on there is coming out. I mean, I knew of Jim Comey. I'd worked on cases where, you know, maybe 10 or 15 of us were working on one case together and Comey was working on it, that kind of thing. And he had a good reputation inside the Department of Justice. But if my eyes had been more open, I could have seen, in retrospect, Comey was a bad actor and turned out to be a bad actor when he got exposed. It's different.
Yeah, how about Mr. York, how about J. Edgar Hoover and Dr. King? Were he surveillance?
That was crooked. Yeah, now I didn't work for the government, but J. Edgar Hoover was a crook.
That's okay for you to criticize that, but not okay for us to criticize. What happens is, I've seen in D.C. when I was up there working, these political animals, the suck-ups, if you will, that end up in become political animals, go to what they call the fourth floor or eighth floor. What was eighth floor?
Like all the people accusing Trump, right? All the folks that's in the party accusing Trump. All of them are Republicans. Not one Democrat has been testifying against them. Not one.
All right, let's take a break and come back.
We'll come back. One Democrat, not one.
Rick Tillis from Tillis Jewelry. What is a full-service jeweler? Experienced staff, custom designers, in-house jewelry repairs, and beautiful jewelry. Yes, at Tillis Jewelry, we are passionate, knowledgeable, and committed to integrity. We strive to be the best in our community and in our profession. We build long-term relationships and become part of family traditions that will cross generations. We delight clients by providing an unparalleled selection, superior service, and exceptional value. Tillis Jewelry, we exceed your expectations.
This is Mark Curry at the Trailer Store. We are a local, family-owned business. Every day, I work with my wife, Susie, my mother, Becky, and my son, Justin. We offer a full line of lawnmower trailers, utility trailers, stock trailers, and a full line of trailer parts. We also offer service. Come see us at 1021 New Lewisburg Highway. Call us at 931-381-2795. That's 931-381-2795.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
Heller Smart. Smile and Save sales event is here. This month, get $1,500 off select new HVAC systems, whole home water filtration with descaler, and select new whole home generators. Or take advantage of Heller's $99 AC tune-up or $99 drain cleaning special. When your home needs plumbing, HVAC, or electrical service, call the Happy Face Truck. Smile and save at happyheller.com today.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Do you have trees that need trimming or removed? Do you have stumps that you want ground? A1 Tree Removal is a family-owned and operated business local to Columbia and Lewisburg and servicing surrounding Middle Tennessee. They are licensed and insured and provide free estimates. No job is too big, no tree is too small. Give old Luke a call or text Luke at 931-359-3113, or you can check them out on Facebook and tell A1 Tree Removal that you heard this ad on the radio. If you love America, you will love A1 Tree Removal.
Debbie Matthews grew up and lives in beautiful Columbia, Tennessee. As a realtor, she is well-versed in homes, neighborhoods, development, and schools. She wants to share her love of her home state with others to help them find just the right place to raise a family, open a business, or develop a dream. From luxury listings to land, she can handle it all. She is the current leading producer, Nashville Realty Group. Contact Debbie Matthews Realtor at 615-476-3224. That's 615-476-3224.
This is Del Kennedy, Front Porch Radio. Today I am at Foodland. It's bright, it's airy, it's stocked with everything you could possibly imagine wanting from a grocery store. There is a new circular out with all sorts of good specials. These specials will run through next Tuesday, April the 30th, and then after that there'll be some more new specials. I'm talking with Bobby Howell, your hometown grocer here at Foodland in downtown Columbia. Bobby, what's happening at Foodland this week?
We got ground beef, family pack for $2.99 a pound. Fresh corn on the cob, 4 ears for $1.99. Lux beans, 88 cents a can.
And don't ever forget, guys who grill, they come to Foodland, best meat department in Murray County. And that's just a few of the specials that are in this circular. It's chock full of things for you and your family. You can get them from your paper or at the front door here at Foodland. Bobby Howell, have a great week.
Thank you.
Are
Are you prepared for what many experts believe to be an exponential tax increase when the Trump tax cuts end here soon? In addition to protecting your hard-earned money during your lifetime, what about college planning? Would you like to see an excellent alternative to the 529 plan? If you think you can do a better job of spending your money than the federal government, give us a call. Call us at 931-269-9520, 931-269-9520, or go to optimalfinancialplanning.com.
Some people are just obsessed with their lawns. They'd cut their grass with a pair of scissors if they could. Thanks to Gravely, they don't have to. You see, Gravely makes not only the best built and most comfortable lawnmowers, but they also leave your house looking like a doggone country club. So whether you're a commercial landscaper wanting the best or just a perfectionist homeowner, you can't do better than a Gravely.
See our full line of Gravely products at Murray County Equipment, 1075 North James Campbell Boulevard in Columbia, Tennessee, or check us out on Facebook.
Come, senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway. Don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be the one who has stalled. There's a battle outside and it's raging. It'll soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times they are a-changing.
All right, we're back. Three Dudes with a View. My name's Dale Kennedy. I am dude number three. Dude number two, Clayton Harris. Good morning.
Good morning, Dale. Good morning, everybody.
Dude number one, Mr. Jim York. Good morning.
Good morning, Dale. Good morning, everybody.
Native son, favorite son of Columbia, Ron Hart.
Good morning. Good morning.
And Jerry Breidenbaugh, chair of the Murray County Republican Party, member of the Murray County Commission. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, everybody. I'll throw this out there before we get started. I was just looking at an email I got from Al Ray. The Columbia Parks and Recreation are in the process of reviewing and editing their master plan for all the parks in Murray County.
So this is Murray County, not Columbia Parks,
but Murray County Parks and Recreation. Yeah, part of that is a process, a series of meetings for public input. And I was going through, it's a large attachment. I haven't found the dates yet, but if and when I do, I will make sure that at least I'll have it posted on my commissioner site on Facebook and share it with y'all so you can announce. But if you're interested in and you use the Murray County Public Parks, whether you're City of Columbia, Mount Pleasant, or a county resident, it's important. So
right.
Be out there, give your input.
Yeah, Murray County Parks are separate from Columbia City Parks.
Correct.
Both entities have great parks, but Murray County Parks include, of course, the Murray County Park out at the fairgrounds, Chickasaw Park out along the Duck River, the Unali Park, which is over here along the Duck River as well. Those are all Murray County parks. And then there's Murray County Park down in Mount Pleasant, I think. Right, Jerry?
Correct. And they're putting a new one up in Calioka.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, yeah, Murray County Parks are important. If you're interested in the future of Murray County Parks, then I assume you can go to the Murray County Government website.
Yeah, the Murray County Government website. Look up for the Parks and Recreation Department. I'm sure the meetings will be posted there as well.
And Al Ray is the director of Murray County Parks and Recreation. So, yeah, that's something to be excited about. All right. But meanwhile, we got a Clayton. You got a message from Representative Spicky just a few minutes ago. Tell us about it.
Yes, sir. He messaged me and said that he wanted to let us know that he has been invited up to Nashville for the AG announcement that the state of Tennessee is suing the Biden administration over the Title IX issues, and that's at 2:00 today.
Okay, and for those of you
follow Texas.
Do what?
Follow Texas. Texas did the same thing.
A whole slew of states are doing the same thing. I think about 25 or 30. Clearly, and what's going on here is that the Biden administration has issued rulemaking where the definition of gender has, of course, Title IX was originally passed to advance women's athletics in college. It was passed, I guess, 40 years ago to enhance women's athletics in college and at the secondary school level as well. Title IX is a federal law about women in sports. Well, by rulemaking, The Biden administration has now redefined gender under Title IX as the gender with which you identify. So this means men playing women's sports, men in women's bathrooms, the whole nine yards. Otherwise, you're in violation of Title IX. Now, and so clearly, though, I think that Attorney General Scarametti and these other attorney generals who are suing are on to something. It's not imaginable that Congress, at the time they passed Title IX, intended that it applied to the gender with which you identify. It intended to apply to women who are actually women. And so this is far beyond the intent of Title IX when it was passed, far beyond the intent of Congress, and that's how you're supposed to interpret a statute. Nevertheless, the Biden administration has gone through the process of formal rulemaking to define the definition of gender under Title IX as the gender with which the athlete identifies.
Why is that so important to the state of Tennessee when there's not a large percentage of people doing that, and it just seems counterproductive? Although Scarametti ought to be able to do something else that has impact on helping the people of Tennessee instead of chasing some dog's tail on this lawsuit.
Anybody want to take that?
I kind of agree with you a little bit there, Miss York, but the problem is there are victims. If a girl really works her tail off to be a good swimmer or good, and a male comes in and takes the prize from her, that is kind of bad, but it is symbolic and kind of wasted. I kind of agree. It's a little bit of a grandstanding. I don't think it's a solution in search of a problem in some degrees, but it polls well. So at the end of the day, Republicans are politicians, and they do that stuff too.
And if a girl is that good at swimming, she can go to another team. She can go to another team if she's that good.
These are girls that are good athletes are on the other team.
Now, why should a woman be forced to flee her team because of some man in the locker room with her?
Why should a woman not have her reproductive rights?
You're changing the subject, Ms. York.
Well, I know I'm changing the subject, but I'm making a point. Well, you're asking why should a woman not go to the bathroom? I mean, you know, if someone is transgender, they go into the female's bathroom, they're going to do what females do. They're going to go in a stall.
They can't do what females do because they're not a female.
They're not female.
They're going to go in a stall, and they're not going to expose their private parts.
You know, you read another story about this happening every day. And the thing is, the men who identify as women, I mean, that seems to be an increasing trend line. And, of course, you know, you're not able to, you know, be the superstar on your men's team, so go over and be the superstar on the women's team. And besides that, you know, these men want to go in the women's bathrooms.
Reason why it's increasing, Del, people are being who they are. And a certain percentage of the population, a certain percentage of young people are going to be transgender, gay, or whatever. I don't care how you cut it. That's going to happen. And it's been happening. It just was in the closet.
Well,
probably in the original gender. I think it's testosterone and muscle. It's if you're born a man, you have a man's body, right? But you may have a sexual proclivity or desire to, you know, to be or want to cross dress. There's also different unions. You got cross dressers. You got your transvestites. You got your gay. You get LBQT.
And they are not all the same, Ron.
That's what I'm saying. It's different unions. So the notion that you think that a gay guy wants to compete in the women's sports is usually a disruptive, grandstanding type of thing anyway. It's not that they really want to.
Yeah, it's not something that's going to happen in large percentages. I mean, that's what I'm saying.
I disagree.
It's a little bit of a grandstanding on the part of the Republicans to say, we're going to protect you from this bugaboo that doesn't exist.
I disagree.
Having said that, they need to get ahead of it, I guess, or make their point during election year that the Biden administration has this inclination to want to do that to people.
I mean, I disagree. I think it's an increasing trend, and it's going to continue to increase. One of the reasons it's going to increase is because Title IX is going to encourage it. Title IX is being
shaped. But do we need a law? Do we need a lawsuit? Do we need, I mean... There's so many laws as it is now, Delk. I don't know.
That's the point of changing Title IX is to...
If families of four people were having kids and we saw a trend of all four kids being gay, then, and that's happening all across America, I could see where
I don't see what being gay has got to do with any of this. Gay is entirely different.
Transgender.
This is transgender, and it's entirely different subject than gay.
I'll throw some more fuel on the fire, because for those of us that believe that male is male and female is female, and instead of using the words transgender and whatever else you want to call it, right, it's gender confusion, right? And we're not teaching our men to be men. We're not teaching our women to be women. Right? And if I will tell you now that if my granddaughter, two of my granddaughters are in high school, and they both are on the swim team. And I think most of the dads that have daughters on that swim team, if they knew that a male, a boy, was in that locker room with those girls changing into his swimsuit, I don't think any of us would hesitate to go in there and yank him out and explain to him just what a man was.
To us, there is no crossing the line. You are born a male or you are born a female.
I agree, Jerry. But the Biden administration would now hold that you're in violation of Title IX.
Oh, I have no doubt.
And 6 sanctions.
I have no doubt.
And a hate crime.
Yep, exactly.
Yep.
And this old-fashioned
ass whooping, if somebody did that, would be a hate crime.
Transgender and gay are not alike at all.
No,
they shouldn't be. You know, gay is just gay, and we have gay people all through.
So you have accepted just people just being gay, right, Del?
It's short. Yes.
Well, hang on, Miss York.
Shut your pie hole, and I'll tell you. Gay people are important members of this community. They contribute to all walks of life. They're our friends, our neighbors. They're just gay, and that's fine.
Just had a message come in. I don't know who this is from, but it says, please tell Mr. York to stop protecting anyone but women. We deserve our space, and so do our daughters. If he says it's only a small portion, then that small portion can find somewhere else or find somewhere to change with that small portion. Women deserve a safe space. We deserve everything that others can have.
Yeah, and back to transgender. Let me finish this. So the difference between gay and transgender is, you know, gay people are just gay people. They're our friends, our neighbors, they're wonderful folks. Transgender is a diagnosable, it's in the standard psychiatric manual. Gender dysphoria is a diagnosable mental illness in the standard psychiatric manual. Not only do we have, so these folks are now bless them, they're mentally ill, I hope God and modern medicine can find a way to help them reconcile, you know, this mental illness and that they don't continue to suffer from it. They're all God's children. But, you know, that you got a mentally ill guy who, through gender dysphoria, wants to be a woman participating in women's sports in the locker room, taking number one. This is a problem.
And if we don't take a stand, it'll continue.
All I'm saying is women haven't been attacked by transgender folk. I don't know of a case where a transgender person has attacked a woman anywhere. And it's not that I don't support women. I support women.
Clayton's over there rolling his eyes. There have been numerous reports of such
these mass shootings are done by transgender these
correct.
Days.
Yeah, that's shootings. I'm not talking about sexual assaults. What sexual assaults have been done?
They've been done wrong. You Democrats do a great job of creating an aggrieved minority. You tell them how bad they've been treated. Oh, you got to vote for Democrats. We're gonna do some work for you.
Whether it's a bullet or whether it's a touch, it's an assault.
Well, that case up in Virginia where the transgender, where the boy who was a girl, really a girl, I mean,